Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we have one more here. We have more content coming up. So stay tuned
for more
and more and more and more. So this one, we're going to be talking about an indie game that we first heard about this during we were at the Giant Bomb at night. We were there at the stream, and when we were doing the session there, there were two developers that were sitting behind us, and they started talking about their game, and the game is called Slap Out of It. And we were like, oh, cool. You know, we were just, oh, it sounds fun, right? But Rihanna had an appointment because she didn't know that was the same developers that worked on that game. She goes to the everywhere, you know, to play the game and loved it. And I am very curious to hear from Rhee about why she loved Slap Out of It.
Why I love Slap Out of it is the most fun, most dumb game I've played in a really long time. I think that's the fastest way to get it across. It's silly and great. And that is exactly what I needed as the last game that I played of Summer Game Fest hands-on. It was such a great dessert for the feast that we were given over the weekend. And I feel like that's how I will play this game when it's available, is this is just like a freaking Twinkie with some chocolate sauce on top. Like, it's just decadent and hilarious and just sugary in the best way possible.
Now,
I can be a little more specific. But.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. Was this a multiplayer, like another person was playing with you, or this was where, like, okay, I'm here by myself playing it and so on?
This is a single player puzzle solving game. So it's got that puzzle game DNA for sure. However, the developers, Turbo Button, I absolutely adore now, I'm like their biggest fan now. They came from VR, so they have a lot of experience as a smaller game dev studio. I think they said right now they have 5 people who are making this game, which is absolutely mind blowing. But it's a highly polished slapstick, no pun intended, comedy take on an escape room game. And I can see the VR experience coming through because it's so interactable. Like, it's first person. You have 2 silly hand-drawn animated arms in front of you with 4 fingers, so a thumb and 3 fingers. And you are the newest employee at the super corporation called Puzzle. And what the Puzzle Corporation does is they solve other people's problems, because in this world, people were just always looking for someone else to solve the problems, and they've made a business out of it. So the tutorial area for your new job at Puzzle is that you're in a little room, a few people come up to your booth, and let's say one has their hair is on fire or their head is on fire, and you have to figure out how to put the fire out by slapping things in your back room and figuring out what you can use to extinguish a fire, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's kind of the basis for the gameplay, is you're slapping things in order to make them react in order or collect things from them, like pressing buttons, for instance, and grabbing things. And this is how you navigate the puzzles. So instead of like pressing X to interact or pressing A to interact, you're just smacking the shit out of everything. And some of it's completely irrelevant to the puzzle, but it's funny. It's just really, really funny. You can slap asses, you can slap faces, you can mm-hmm. slap objects, and they will react in ways that are either expected or completely unexpected and absolutely hilarious. And the funny thing is, when we were on the Giant Bomb couch talking with the devs, I believe Holden and Nick, they were saying that they're saying that slappability factor is something that they think about with every new object that they put in a puzzle. It's like, what does it do when you slap it? Is it funny? Is it expected? Is it satisfying? And they're thinking about something as absurd as how you slap stuff, but they're taking it so seriously, and it comes through. Like, it is a silly game, but it is very, very good. It's very specific in how you are supposed to navigate through these puzzles, but there are also alternate ways to solve some of them. The puzzle design is spectacular. The delivery and the execution is some of the best I've seen in a puzzle game, especially environmental puzzle game. The ingenuity, the creativity that you have to use to go to a certain area and do a certain thing and collect an item to use it in a different area that you saw before, like it is very competent. And as a puzzle game enthusiast, this is up there with your Escape Academies, with your Blueprints. Like, it is going to be in that conversation for sure, for a very long time. Yes, it's surrealist. Yes, it's cartoonish. Yes, it's silly. But it is polished. Like, it is very sharp. And not only that, but, like, the sound design is on point, and it's fun. Like, it doesn't take itself super seriously, but it does take your time seriously. And I really appreciate that. I've said that so many times on this channel. I don't like games that waste my time. And my entire time in this game, I was delighted and I just wanted more of it.
So that's cool. I can
explain kind of like the structure of it, but I would love to hear your thoughts based on like how I've been reacting to it. Because you've been watching me fawn over this game for the last day.
Yeah, yeah. And what I did right now, I went to Steam. I added to my wish list.
Yes.
Yeah, I was also checking out some of the clips and screenshots, like the different puzzles that they have. And it looks very, very interesting. It looks like something is like, yo, I just want to play something. I don't care about a big story. I just want to like just play. This is the type of game that this is like a chill and laugh game type thing, you know? So I could definitely see that. So shout out the developer. And they also self-publish. It's called Turbo Button. That's Turbo Button. Make sure to check it out and go right now to Steam. It's called Slap Out of It. It's there. Yeah, really. No, I'm very curious. Like, I want to play more of this, you know, once we get an opportunity in the future. I know there is no date. There's no release date.
They said, and this is rough, right? Because, again, it's a small team, and they're not beholden to any publisher dates. So they will be looking at 2027 for release, but they didn't give any specifics on when in that year.
Okay. Okay. No, but tell me, tell us a little bit more, because we only have a couple more minutes left. But what else you want to talk about?
Yeah,
this game?
What I really like is this game is very structured. So each level, quote unquote, each master puzzle is consistent of an elevator space. Like it's one building and one elevator, and each elevator has several levels, as you can imagine. You know, let's say 1 through 3 for the first one, and each level. On the elevator has a micro puzzle, which is like, I have to get a ticket and I have to figure out how to get a ticket. Well, in order to get a ticket, I have to fix this museum exhibit. So the exhibitor will say, oh, as a thank you, here's a ticket. Then in order to fix the museum exhibit, I have to go figure something else out. Maybe it isn't on this floor. So then I go up to another floor and seemingly is unrelated. It's just a weird floor and there's a couple things in it, maybe a collectible here or there, which is great for replayability, but it doesn't seem like it has any puzzle of its own. So I go to the next floor. It's a completely bonkers world where chickens are at a nightclub. I'm like, huh? And it's like every single floor is almost like its own little universe with its own logic and lore. So there's so much to uncover and discover in this game, and it's also funny and silly, but there's a puzzle there. I have to get something from this club, this chicken club, in order to use it to fix the exhibit down on the first floor. And maybe there's something in the second floor that I missed and I have to go back and check it in order to make it work. So it's really, really cool to see the interaction between these floors and each elevator. And again, I say elevator basically meaning level, but then each floor is its own micro level as well, micro puzzle. And I love that framing because my brain likes that one-to-one where I can say, okay, this building has a bunch of different levels. I got to figure out what's going on between the levels to get out of the building, right? And it makes it a little bit more paced. So if I do have to leave and come back, I can be like, okay, I was on level 2. I was trying to figure out how to get something from level 3 to level 1. And I need to go back to that spot. It makes it so that it's easier to drop in and drop out than other puzzle games do, which kind of just drop you out of it and you don't know what's going on. They said that the amount of content they plan to have each level be twice as big as the one before, so by the time you get to level, let's say 5, it's 10 times as big as the first one. So there's a lot of puzzles they're putting into this game, and I cannot wait to get my hands on each and every one of them.
Like, no, same here. I cannot wait. Yeah, I know we have to go because we have a call here coming up. But anyways, I just want to say, Reed, thank you so much for giving us hands-on impressions about this game. I know you've been talking about it nonstop at Summer Game Fest, and I definitely would like to maybe have the devs here. We could maybe have a conversation with them.
Oh my god, really cool. I would love that. That would be so wonderful. Cool. And all I right. will say this is up there for Game of the Show.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Slap out of it. It's a can't miss, especially if you like silly games and especially if you like puzzles.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you, everyone. We have more content coming up here only on Gamer Tag Radio. Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.